Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belsack.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belsack, and today we're going to talk about why you need to start thinking of qualifications as an equation. So a big mistake that I see many job seekers make is that they look at a job description and they see X number of years experience required or Y degree, you know, you need this certain type of degree or you need these certain specific skills. And if you don't have them, if you don't check all the boxes, so many people simply don't apply for the role. They just assume that they're not qualified. And that is a big, big mistake. So first and foremost, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right? That's what Wayne Gretzky slash Michael Scott said. And you don't want to rule yourself out simply because you don't think that you have the qualifications. But I actually have some good news. In most cases, hiring managers, HR teams, they write job descriptions mainly as a wish list, right? They get so many applications that they figure, you know, we might as well put in as many qualifications as we can. We might as well put in our wish list here. And if somebody comes through who checks all the boxes, amazing. But in reality, most of the candidates, the vast, vast majority of the candidates for the vast majority of the roles do not meet all of the qualifications. But there's another layer to this. And that is the qualifications that are listed on a job description are essentially known entities, right? When we think about job searching and hiring historically, there are a few major things that a lot of companies looked at, right? They looked at where you went to school. They looked at your GPA. They looked at the major you had. They looked at where you've spent the last so many years of your career getting your experience and whether or not it was in a certain industry and whether or not it was at a certain brand or level of company. But those are just the easy ways for employers to quantify value. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're the best ways. And at the end of the day, all the employer cares about is hiring the person who they believe will generate the most value, the most ROI for the role. That's all they care about. So let's go back to middle school math, right? I don't know if you remember sitting in algebra and having that test handed to you and seeing one of the questions where it said solve for X, right? And X is this variable and there is an answer for X, right? But there are many different ways to get to X. There are many different formulas and frameworks and approaches that you could take to get to X. And many different students tried many of these different approaches and they all still got to the right answer. So the same thing goes for qualifications in the job search. There is a certain level of skill and ROI and value that a hiring manager has in their head. And that is essentially X, right? And then there are the easy ways to quantify that, not necessarily the best ways, but the easy ways, which are for the hiring manager to say, where did this person go to school? What kind of degree did they have? What was their GPA? What did they major in? All of the stuff that we've talked about. But those aren't the only ways to quantify value. And in fact, as we've mentioned, they aren't the best ways either. So if you can find another way to add the same amount of value, you can still win out. So here's what I mean. Let's say that a hypothetical hiring manager believes that having an MBA is worth 5 points for a specific role. And let's say they want 20 points worth of value. So why is an MBA worth 5 points? Well, the hiring manager assumes that because you went and got an MBA, you have specific knowledge that you got simply because you went to school, you took those classes, you know, you worked on those projects, you had those internships. So that equates to 5 points worth of value. But does that mean you need an MBA to get this role? Absolutely not. It just means that you need to find another way to illustrate 5 points worth of value. And if you can find another way to do that, you can demonstrate the same level of value that the hiring manager expects to see from their candidates. And that's your ticket in the door. So this is why creating value validation projects and working on portfolios and creating a body of work that's visible in public, that's an online presence, right? That's why this is so valuable. Because when you sit down and you research a company and you understand their needs and their goals and the initiatives that they're driving, and you put together a proposal or a project or a deliverable that speaks directly to those goals, directly to those challenges, it offers solutions, it offers ideas, that is so relevant and it's so valuable. And sometimes that can almost add more value than somebody who has an MBA, because a lot of times people with MBAs or people with traditional qualifications don't always know how to most effectively sell their experience. And that has nothing to do with MBAs, by the way. If you have an MBA, fantastic. You could be awesome at selling your experience, and somebody without one could be terrible. By and large, job seekers just don't do a good job of selling their experience. And so that's why this strategy ends up being so effective, because if you do go above and beyond, if you do drill down and really understand how you can sell your experience, how you can sell that 5 points worth to the hiring manager, you're going to be able to leapfrog a lot of traditional candidates or a lot of candidates who were, quote, more qualified than you were on paper. And so if you shift your mindset away from these traditional credentials, if you tell yourself, look, they may be looking for this degree or this amount of experience, what are they really looking for here? Are they looking for somebody who has that those years of experience? Or are they looking for somebody who provides, you know, this type or this level of value? And then once you understand that level of value, you need to brainstorm ways to create a similar level of value using methods that are comfortable for you, that play to your strengths. And so again, that's where a value validation project becomes really, really effective. So that's it for today. Thank you as always for listening, and I will see you in the next episode of the podcast.